podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 7 for Friday, August 8th, 2014. System Tweaks. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Hover.com. Hover is the best way to buy and manage domain names. It's simple, honest, and easy to use. For 10% off your first purchase, go to Hover.com and enter promo code ARENA8. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your guide, Jason Howell, and today I'm hoping that I can do you a solid. See, one of the things that I absolutely love about Android is how customizable it actually is. There are apps that give you the ability to tweak your system in crazy ways, and often those kinds of apps are born out of a developer's desire to bring that particular functionality to their own phone. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, or something like that. Anyways, let's round up some apps that'll supercharge your system. This week's roundup is all about apps that perform a specific function and improve the performance of your system in the process. Now, I know there are a bunch of apps that do a lot of these things along with a million other bells and whistles. We'll get to those another time. These apps don't overcomplicate things. They simply do what they do extremely well. We're always trying to save battery, right? One thing that can really hit your battery is leaving Wi-Fi on while you're away from a wireless access point that the phone can connect to. Turning off Wi-Fi while you're away saves the phone from scanning for a Wi-Fi signal and battery drain. But then you get somewhere and you have to remember to turn it back on again so you aren't eating up battery by means of mobile data. Say hello to Smart Wi-Fi Toggler. Its sole purpose is to learn what wireless access points you use regularly, begin to determine when it's safe to deactivate and reactivate your Wi-Fi based on your proximity to those places. Smart Wi-Fi Toggler triangulates your location using the cell towers that connect to your device, which means you avoid using GPS to do so. GPS is a huge battery hog, so that's good news. It learns the hotspots that you connect to most, as well as new ones that pop up along the way. You've got a log so you can retrace your steps if need be, the ability to show you when one of your networks is down. You can even activate Wi-Fi Hopper that, based on your own settings, regularly scans for better Wi-Fi options, and if one is found, hops you on over automatically. And of course, there's even more advanced settings for dialing it all in effectively. That's Smart Wi-Fi Toggler, and it's free with the option to donate in the Play Store. So you go to a movie at the theater, and before it even starts, a snarky PSA plays that shames you into silencing your phone so everyone around you won't be bothered if it rings. But then you leave the theater and wonder why, suddenly, you're a social pariah. Well, actually, you're still a stud. People called. You just didn't hear it because you never unsilenced your phone. I know, it's plagued us all. Well, Shush is here to keep you studly. Shush monitors your phone when you silence it and asks you how long it should stay silent. The simple act of turning your ringer off the way you always do will trigger Shush to appear. You'll be asked how long you want the phone to stay silent, or if you simply want it quiet indefinitely. You can tap on the notification for Shush if you want to manually turn the ringer back on, or even easier, just hit the volume up button, and Shush is shelved until the next time you mute your phone. Now, at this year's Google I/O conference, Google unveiled an early preview of the next version of Android, version L, and it actually has a Do Not Disturb feature similar to what Shush does here. But until it comes along and proves its worth, you can get in on the silence control action by grabbing Shush for free in the Play Store. Ever type out some crazy long diatribe on your phone, punching at that tiny keyboard with your fingertips for what seems like hours, only to have some freak occurrence wipe out your entire novel? Then you try to retype it and, I don't know, it just isn't nearly as magical the second time. Well, Type Machine is here to save you from yourself. Type Machine saves everything you type into your device. Yes, I know, that sounds dangerous, but Type Machine doesn't ask for any internet permissions at all, so there is no data transferred from the device. On top of that, Your data can be set up to require a PIN that will then grant access to your history list. Any typing you do inside an app is captured by Type Machine and saved into that history list so that, let's say, that app crashes again and you lose another 2,000 words, well, just open up Type Machine, enter your PIN, search for the app in question, and there are those beautiful words waiting to be copy edited. You can even tell it to delete text older than a certain age or keep it indefinitely. It runs in the background automatically and out of the way. And finally, password fields are not and cannot be captured by the app. Note that there is some incompatibility with some Samsung devices running Android 4.2 and below. Otherwise, save yourself from yourself. Install Type Machine for $1.99 in the Play Store. All right, there you have it. A few ways to tweak your system, and undoubtedly, I've missed some. So email me at arena@twit.tv with your suggestions. I'd love to do another roundup of these in the near future. Now let's take a minute to thank today's sponsor, Hover.com. Now, when you have a great idea, you want to secure a domain name for it, and you want something catchy, memorable, to represent your online identity. Hover gives you exactly what you need to get the job done. You'll find the perfect domain for your idea so you can get started working on it. Now, right now, Hover is having a sale on all new domain extensions through September 1st. This sale is for new and existing customers. Summer's the perfect time to start a new project. Every single new domain is deeply discounted, so you can choose whatever you'd like, .club, .ninja, .guru, .just about anything. Hover takes all the hassle and friction out of registering a domain. It gives you easy-to-use, powerful tools to manage your domain so that anyone can do it. You can get the perfect domain name and start building your web presence right away. Hover offers a valet transfer service to make the process completely painless. For free, Hover will take care of the entire process for you and let you know when your domains are settled in your Hover account. They'll transfer all your DNS settings. No matter how many domain names you have, it's no additional cost. If you ever need it, Hover has the best customer support around. It's known for its no wait, no hold, no transfer phone service. When you call, a real person is ready to help. And Hover now offers volume discounts. They'll give you a discount on your domain renewals starting at just 10 domains and then going up in value from there. The idea is the more domains you have in your account, the less you have to pay to renew them. You can visit Hover today to register your domain name and for 10% off your first purchase. Take advantage of their summer sale. Go to hover.com and use our promo code ARENA8. And we thank Hover for their support of Android App Arena. Okay, everyone, you can't say that I don't take a bullet for you sometimes. This past week, I've heard a lot about a particular game that, not gonna lie, I wouldn't have paid much attention to had this show not existed, but the apps and games that appear in Hot to Trot aren't really up to me. It's up to the people, and the people apparently have spoken. Or should I say, the people have screamed, like paparazzi hunting for a photograph of Madonna. The game is called Kim Kardashian Hollywood. Look, I can't help but want to judge a book by its cover. A game with a Kardashian name that's about making it in the Hollywood popularity rat race sounds about as shallow as, I don't know, a puddle in the sun. And let's face it, the game is pretty shallow. It places high importance on the style of your character, your clothes, your hair, all that stuff. I named my dude Art. You know, inspired by Android's new runtime, of course. You strike a friendly relationship with Kim Kardashian from the beginning when you're essentially a nobody in the Hollywood scene. And right from the get-go, she sees potential in you and hooks you up with her manager, a PR agency. You get headshots, all the while holding down a steady job. Though I was surprised to find my guy working in a clothing shop instead of a restaurant. I thought every aspiring D-lister in Los Angeles waited tables. Anyways, each task takes time, and sometimes you're stuck waiting until tomorrow, at which time you must open the game and pick up where you left off. So there's a thread of real time worked into the storyline as well. You must keep your energy levels high so you can complete the tasks that are doled out at every step. You earn cash that can be spent on material things like your wardrobe or furnishings in your apartment. You also earn Kardashian coins that can be traded in for valuable assets. You go on dates, you take care of kittens, you get hounded by your landlord, and hopefully, you ascend the ranks of the Hollywood socialites to become an A-list celebrity. What can I say? I felt a little guilty, not because I was playing it, okay, kind of because of that, but also because, I hate to admit it, it was kind of fun. The story's well written, and it's all laid out in a linear but choose-your-own-adventure sort of way that makes it intriguing. Now, it should be noted that the real Kim Kardashian is likely to make around $85 million this year due to the rising popularity of this game, according to reports. Some are saying this is the next Candy Crush. That's all thanks to the plethora of incentive that you have to drop real cash inside the app to propel your character to greatness. So beware. The power of Kardashian may compel you. Now, I'm not saying you should play Kim Kardashian in Hollywood. I'm just saying that if you choose to, I'm not responsible for the command that it might hold over your D-list life. So beware. All right, well, let's pretend that never happened. Keep sending your favorite app submissions to arena@twit.tv. You can find us on Reddit to vote for your favorite apps in many different categories at androidapparena.reddit.com. You can search for Android App Arena in Google Plus to find the community there. Of course, you can download and subscribe to the show anytime by visiting twit.tv/arena. Don't forget to check out the live viewing party and developer interviews, if we have one, on Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific at live.twit.tv, with the edited episode appearing in the feeds later that day, like magic. All right, that's it, folks. Thanks so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.